Tracy, good to see you.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. We start off this week in, I don't think we've ever done this, so you're the first person who's ever experienced this. We're starting with arts and entertainment because we have a really interesting profile, a man named David Edwards, who has worked for 46 years in theater and film.
Yeah, we have a great profile by Mike Cook. He's really great at doing these profiles. He gets the best quotes from people. And this one is about David Edwards, who a lot of people know. Even if they don't know, they know him. They've probably seen him around. My favorite quote from in this profile is, "Crazy facial hair is my one acting skill." But it can't be true because he has performed in hundreds of plays in Las Cruces and other theater companies over the past 46 years. He's directed more than 100 plays. He's done film work and even some TV work. So he's a very prolific actor in the community, and we just give a nod to him in this week's bulletin.
I'll look forward to reading that. You also have a rundown of one of the biggest fundraisers in the area every year, the Boys and Girls Club Breakfast.
Yeah, the Lewin Mary Henson Community Breakfast as a fundraiser for the Boys and Girls Club. And this year's special guest was NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Davis, who came and spoke with the crowd. And I was there. It was a really lively breakfast. Tons of people. I think about 400 people there. They were auctioning off some items. I think a straw hat sold for about $500. Stuff like that. It was really, really great to hear him. And he had some really good advice for the young people there. And they named a Youth of the Year, Ashley Ramirez. She got up and spoke, and her story was really touching as well. So we have a recap of that.
Well, speaking of touching, I think you were tearing up at the column by Richard Coltharp, a young man going into the Marines and getting his first haircut at the age of 18.
At the age of 18, yeah. I guess Richard was in the right place at the right time to get a haircut, and he noticed a large crowd forming in the barbershop, and his journalistic curiosity got the best of him, and he dug right in and wrote a beautiful column about this kid. I guess I can't call him a kid anymore. He's 18, but he's graduating from Centennial High School and then promptly heading to San Diego for Marines boot camp. Long braid all the way down his back, snipped off.
Oh,
and
boy.
A lot of family and friends were there to see him do that.
That must have been something. We'll look forward to that. Hearing more about him. Also, you have 6 pages of information and an insert on summer camps.
Yes, this was very time-consuming. Compiling summer camps. Mike Cook has been working on this for a few weeks now of compiling. I'm sure it's not every summer camp that's available in Las Cruces, but we may have come close this time. We've got City of Las Cruces is offering a bunch. The museums, of course, private businesses, Gym Magic, other places that offer summer camps. Here at NMSU, there are a bunch. So we have a fairly comprehensive listing, and the registration dates are coming up soon. So we're getting this out just in the nick of time.
It's going to be a sellout this week, the paper, that's for sure. All right. Also, a fundraiser for a very worthy cause, Safe Haven Animal Shelter, a no-kill animal shelter in Las Cruces.
Yes, this is their 8th year they've been hosting this fundraiser, Whining for the Animals. And this year it'll be from 5:30 to 8:30 on May 3rd at Grapevine Plaza. And they'll have live music and wine and beer, a silent auction. So it's a great event. I love Safe Haven. I used to volunteer out there, and I've seen this fundraiser kind of evolve over time, so it should be a good event.
We're big supporters, too. All right, we finalized the segment with Zumba this week.
Yeah, I brought this one into the mix. I was telling you off air that, you know, people's New Year's resolutions may be fading away at this point. People are trying to strengthen their resolve to, you know, get something done and not completely slack off. And Zumba, we just have a general feature on Zumba. There's numerous places to do it throughout Las Cruces. So we have a profile on a little bit about that, how it's for men and women, and how you can get some more information to get out there and get moving.
All right. Yeah. That's maybe a new New Year's resolution.
A new New Year's resolution.
Right. Tracy Roy is the content director at The Bulletin. Thanks so much.